Look at that, it's bang on 8:20. That never happens.
Oh, what's occurring?
Well, 8:20 always happens bang on time, but this feature at 8:20 doesn't.
I thought this feature
often.
Was meant to be at 8:30.
Yeah.
What's occurring?
There's news at 8:30.
But you always say, oh, what's occurring coming up at 8:30?
Yeah, and then the news is normally about 8:37. This is going to throw me for the rest of the day, though. Mm.
Is it ruining your routine?
Yeah.
Not as much as it is people that are going to work at the moment.
No,
sorry, it's so
really
early, everyone.
Confuse them.
A bit confusing. Right, it's our guessing game. Oh, what's occurring? You tell me what happened next. Chappers versus Becky. Play along on the way to work on 81199. First one.
Oh, what's occurring?
Right, recently there was a TV show in America that did like a on the street survey. And from that survey, it turned out more people know where SpongeBob SquarePants lives than where the American president lives.
Really?
Yeah. Now, you think to yourself, that wouldn't happen here, would it? Surely, that must just be America.
No.
So we put this to the test earlier, only we went to stupid streets. What we did was we showed them a picture of number 10 Downing Street and asked them, who lives there? We also asked them, who lives in a pineapple under the sea? Just to see what answers we got, right? Out of 8 people, which question would most of them get right? Would it be, who lives at number 10 Downing Street? Or would it be, who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
Oh, no.
This is a good one. Becky.
I hope number 10.
Chappers.
Well, you've only given us 2 options, so I'm going to have to go for the pineapple under the sea. Please,
let's find
not.
Out.
Oh, what's occurring?
So we showed Stupid Street a picture of number 10 and said, who lives there? We also asked them, who lives in a pineapple under the sea? Let's find out the results.
Hello.
Hi.
Who do you think lives in this house?
David Beckham.
Why?
Because it's got railings outside.
Do you know who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Do you know who lives there?
No.
Who do you imagine lives there?
Someone old.
All right, like who?
Someone's grandma.
Anyone famous or just a general grandma?
Just a general, maybe like Margaret Thatcher or someone like that.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Do you know who lives here?
Frank Lampard.
Do you know who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Do you know who lives in this building?
No.
Who do you think?
Peter and Jordan.
Peter and Jordan. Why would you think Peter and Jordan live there?
Because it just looks so them.
And do you know who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
Yeah, SpongeBob.
Do you recognise that building?
No.
Who could you imagine living in a building like that?
Someone rich. David Beckham.
Why is he that?
Because it just looks like he would live there.
Do you know who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob.
Who?
SpongeBob.
Oh my God. Who do you think would live there? Do you recognise that?
No, but somebody rich with far too much money, more than sense. Peggy Mitchell.
Who?
Peggy Mitchell.
Barbara Windsor.
Barbara Windsor, that's the one.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Wow.
They're obsessed with Barbara Windsor on...
They are.
On Stupid Street.
They love Babs on Stupid Street.
Who do you think lives in this house?
David Beckham.
Why?
Because it's got railings outside.
That's right. You think David Beckham, railings outside, that's what you think.
Did the number 10 on the door not give it away?
I don't know. A lot of people said David Beckham or...
Peter and Jordan.
Peter and Jordan. Why would you think Peter and Jordan live there?
Because it just looks so them.
So them.
Oh!
It's the railings.
What's occurring?
How stupid is that person? They don't even live together.
So, SpongeBob, more people knew where he lives, in a pineapple under the sea.
That's
so
just embarrassing.
Chappers gets the point. Love Stupid Street. You know JLS?
Yeah.
You know Aston from JLS?
Yeah.
You know Aston?
I know Aston.
You know? You know, yeah?
Yes, I know.
He was on Switch last night.
Right.
With Annie Mack and Nick Grimshaw, you know?
Yes, I know.
Here's my question to you. On Switch last night, you know, how many times did Aston from JLS say, you know? Becky.
32. Why the tut?
Because it's 31.
You're such a child.
Is it 31?
I just,
Were you listening to Switch last night? I thought you were watching Come Dine With Me.
You can do both.
So, are you saying 31, yeah. Chappers? Becky says 32, let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
It's Aston from JLS, you know?
Okay, we've got Aston from JLS in the building.
What are we doing? I think, you know, like, you know, it's crazy right now, you know.
Really?
It's a mix, really, you know. Everyone was just, you know, they don't think we, you know. They don't walk with me, you know. It's about... You know, she's made your heart stop. You know, you can't live without her. And, you know, thing, you know, where, you know, kind of lost someone that you've loved or something like that. And, you know, you can just have it, you know.
Wow. You know, that confused me because Annie Mac went and Aston's in the building and then he was on the phone.
Maybe he couldn't get into the studio. Maybe he was stuck,
stuck in
the lift or so. I was stuck in the loo, yeah.
Well, Chappers, you were right to go 31 because it was 16.
Good start to the week, this.
Very good. You're doing well. Thanks, Aston, you know.
Oh, what's occurring?
Last one. You know when we slow people's... voice down? We do it on the Windows Media Player. You can put it on a slow speed and it makes them sound like they've had a couple of glasses of wine. We've been doing this a bit lately. Now, you know Greg James? He's doing our show in the afternoon. He's not doing his normal early show at the moment. Mm-hmm. Somebody called Twin B is doing that. He's on all week. And that show this week is being produced by the lovely Matt Fincham. Now, early this morning, during Twin B's show, which is normally Greg James, we called Matt up in the studio with clips of Greg James slowed down so he sounds a little bit drunk, all right? Remember, this is Greg's normal show. So we phone up Matt in the studio. He's producing. My question to you, how many times could drunk Greg call before Matt got annoyed and slammed the phone down? So I'm playing clips of slowed down Greg.
How many calls?
Three times. Chappers says three. Becky says
four.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's slowed down Greg calling up Matt Fincham in the studio earlier.
Why three?
Who's that?
It's Matt.
Matt?
Yeah.
It's Greg.
Greg who?
Greg James.
You sound terrible.
I normally do this show.
Yes.
How's it going then?
Good.
How's Twin B?
Where are you calling from, Greg?
Is she better than me?
Greg?
Yes.
Okay.
That's one.
Next one.
Why three?
Do you love me, Matt?
No, I don't.
Say
Look,
you
I've got
love
19
me.
Seconds of a record. I'm trying to produce a radio show.
Come
call
on,
back in
Fincham.
A bit. Bye.
Two.
Get him.
Call him back.
Hello.
Hi there.
Who's that?
Do you love me, Matt?
Is this Greg James again?
Say, I love you, Greg.
Greg, why are you up at 6:30? You should be making the most of a lie-in.
Shall I come into the studio?
No, stay in bed.
Do you need me to come in?
State. Have you been drinking?
I love you, Matt.
Yes, I love you too.
Do something crazy.
Right, Greg, I'm going
I've
out.
I've had a little bit too much.
Yes, go and sleep, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Say, Greg is the best.
Okay. We even managed to squeeze one more out.
What?
Matt?
What?
Say, Greg James is the best.
No!
Say,
I don't believe that's
true. Can I play the MP3 game?
Right, that was four calls we got in there. Well done, Becky.
Yes.
So it's two to Chappers, one to Becky on today's I Was a Curry. Let me know how you did on 8 double 1 double 9.